Hey guys, welcome back to the Pratt. So I have a very special guest today. Do you want to like introduce yourself or say like your name and your grade?
Hey guys, I'm Janae Hanley. I'm a freshman.
Oh, I didn't know you were a freshman. I thought you were a sophomore. Oh my gosh. Okay, cool. So you are here to talk today about something very serious.
Yeah.
And could be like a sensitive topic to some people, but it's just really to like raise awareness and like make people more aware of the stuff that's going on in our school and like the specific individuals we have at our school. And hopefully by you talking about this today will actually like bring people to feel more comfortable with their experiences. So your mom passed away last spring from cancer. And my heart just goes out to you.
Thank
I'm
you so,
sorry so
much
for your loss. And I'm just so happy you're here today to talk to me and to talk to everybody else. So, do you mind just telling me a little bit, like, maybe just about your mom or, like, you know, your relationship with her and, like, just about her?
Yeah, of course. My mom was great. She was really funny. She was really fiery. We were super, super close. So, like, obviously, as you can imagine, it was pretty hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, she was my best. That was my best friend, yeah.
How old was she when she passed away?
She was 50 years old. Just turned 50 a few months before. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's so nice to have such, like, a bond with your mom and, like, having that happen must have been really hard. And, you know, obviously, like I said, like, she died from cancer, but, like, do you want to tell a little bit about, like, her story and, like,
yeah, of course. So she was diagnosed in like December of 2022. Mm-hmm. And I mean, at first when the doctors had like told us about it and everything, they didn't make it seem like it was ever going to turn out the way that it did. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, so the type of cancer that she had was cholangiocarcinoma, which is bile duct cancer. It's in the liver. Mm-hmm. And basically it wasn't very aggressive, I guess, at first, and they didn't make it really seem like anything was wrong.
So
she started chemo for like a few months. She was doing great. That summer she was great. My brother got married that summer. It was amazing. Our cousin got married. And then in the winter, she started to not do so well. So mind you, in the summer, she was doing so well that she wasn't doing chemo as much anymore. She was just doing like once every like month radiation treatments, and that was it. And then I guess something just switched in the winter and things started to go downhill. So, she started chemo again, and I mean, like she was okay. Things were like, I mean, better. Mm-hmm. Than it was before she'd started chemo again, but I guess jump to February, she was like really, really skinny. Mm-hmm. And honestly, one thing that I'll say, and I don't know if this, like, if honestly with this entire thing, if I can just help one person, like that would be great for me. But I always said that I didn't lose my mom the day she died. I lost her when I found out she had cancer, and I lost her when I started seeing her personality slip away. In that winter, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, she was physically there, but that wasn't my mom. Like, she was not herself. She was so sick. That was not my mother.
Yeah, you said she was fiery. And like, I can't imagine that personality switch for you and your family, like, to see her.
Yeah, that, like, it was just a lot. But she did see her 50th birthday. She had, like, a big party with all her friends, and that was great. And then March, things were, like, okay, definitely starting to go downhill. So she'd gone to, I guess, the hospital for some sort of, like, an evaluation. Mm-hmm. Things weren't looking right, so they kept her. And I don't know if this is, like, gross or, like, TMI, but at the hospital, you can't leave until you, like, go to the bathroom.
Right,
like, so when you're admitted, you can't leave until they have you documented using the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what was going on. She was just, like, she couldn't. Mm-hmm. And she couldn't leave. She was there for a few days. And then she finally, everything was good. She could come home. But she was just that, when she came home that time from the hospital, that was probably the worst that I'd seen her since everything started. Like, mm-hmm. it was just, like I said, that wasn't my mom at all. Like, I had to help her to the bathroom. She had a walker. We had, like, one of those accessible toilet seats.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, it was, obviously, it's really hard for someone who's so young because, like, I'm the kid. I shouldn't be taking right. care of my parent.
Exactly.
But, unfortunately, I was, and I had to sort of help out. And then the day of Easter, she wasn't doing so good. And then that night, she had a really rough night. So much so, our basement has like a little like apartment in it, and mm-hmm. There were so many of us kids that my parents, that was like their room.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was just having a lot of trouble getting her down there. Like, some nights they would just have to sleep on the couch because she was hurting so badly and just in so much pain and so weak that she couldn't get down the stairs. And this is, like, just kind of overall towards the end, not just this night, but mm-hmm. she was just kind of acting like, some nights if she'd have a bad night, she was kind of just acting like she wasn't all there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of where the big decline started to happen, where she started to not really be able to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, I guess, my dad was like, I could hear it from my room. It was really hard for me, 'cause, mm-hmm. like, I had school the next day. It was just like,
yeah.
And just like going asleep to that sort of,
I just have no idea yeah, what has going on for them.
Yeah. And my dad was just like kind of asking her like, are you okay? And she like couldn't like fully respond. And it would go like a few, like a good, like 2 minutes that she wasn't answering. Like, she was obviously like, she was like here and her eyes are open. She could see and everything, but she wasn't responding. Like, it was just not, like, it wasn't clicking, and her
right.
brain wasn't, like, I guess, not to say, like, wasn't working fast enough, but it wasn't working fast enough to, like,
yeah.
yeah. And a lot towards the end, she'd get really frustrated because she couldn't say what she wanted to say, and honestly, we didn't know, sorry, I was, like, stuttering, we didn't know why that was at first, because, I mean, it was just liver cancer at first. That's what they just told us from the beginning. And honestly, throughout the whole time, they just told us always positive things. So that night, she wasn't doing good. So my dad took her to the emergency room. And that morning, we woke up, and my dad called us and just told us, like, what was going on, and that, like, she just hadn't been doing well that night, so they're in the emergency room, they'd be home in 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
which for me, honestly, it gave me a little bit of a sick feeling to my stomach, because it was almost an exact parallel from what he said the time that she got diagnosed. So they went to a doctor's appointment, we'll be home in 30 minutes, 30 minutes turned to an hour turned to two, and so on, until he came home, and he just kind of had, like, this devastated look on his face, and he came into the living room. My grandma was there, my aunt was there.
Mm-hmm.
They were just watching us, just to make sure that we were okay.
Right.
And he came in, and he was just like, the cancer spread to her brain, and this is gonna be it for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we just kind of, like, obviously it was really emotional, so we just kind of took a minute to, I guess, try to reel everything in,
right.
as much as we could before we just had to go. But eventually then we had to leave, go to the hospital, and I didn't know it then, but I'd only had 3 days left with my mom. So I mean, we just did our best to send her off right. We just surrounded her with love and with music, and on April 13th of last year, my mom passed away at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm so sorry.
Thank
like,
you.
Like, hearing that story is, like, it, like, brings me to tears thinking about, like, what you and your family, like, had to go through with all that. And, like, I know everyone always says, like, it, you know, is better when it's slow because, you know, you get to, you know, whatever the reason, like, you get to say goodbye, you get to have longer time with them, you know, whatever. It is never better. There's no right way for your mom
yeah.
to pass away. There's no right
yeah.
way.
I'm really happy. So my dad had told us that he was thinking about not taking us just because of the condition she was in. She couldn't talk. She was just kind of, like we said, just not really there due to it spreading to her brain. It was also had spread to her lungs as well, but I think it had been in her lungs for a bit, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But that was just, that was one of the other times that I was like, I don't know, like, whoever this is laying in this bed is not, like, this is not my mom.
Yeah.
But my dad had said that he was debating not letting us see her, and I was just kind of said, like, I understand totally where you would have been coming from, but I would have never forgive you. But,
yeah.
I mean, like, it was totally, like, PTSD to this day. Like, I watched my mom take her last breaths in that hospital room. So, I mean, definitely, that's a little bit traumatizing for me, but, I mean...
But you don't regret it?
Yeah, I don't regret it at all. If I wasn't there, I would have never forgave my dad, would never forgave myself for not being able to be there in her last moments. But, I mean, definitely since I was so young, it was kind of hard to, like, take that in.
It was hard for you, but I bet it meant a lot to your mom and, like, her soul.
Yeah.
To feel your presence there with her, like, I bet that meant everything
to
her. You know, in her last moments, like, it really sucks having, you know, that memory on you. But just knowing that you got to do that for her, you know what I mean? I'm not going to cry. So... I kind of want to get into, speaking of, like, yourself, and, you know, I kind of want to get into, like, how, like, have you been in school and, like, in, like, regular day activities, just having that weight on you kind of thing? Because I know that, you know, when something bad happens to you, obviously maybe not as drastic as losing your mother, but if you hold that weight but you put it to the back burner because you need to focus on something else. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel guilt for that? You know, that's kind of a big question, but
Yeah, of course. I mean, at first it was so much worse than it is now. Like, as I mentioned before, I had bad PTSD. I would, like, just randomly out of nowhere, like, I don't know if this is, like, too niche, but I would, like, smell, like, hospital smell. I don't know. I feel like everyone knows, like, that, like, distinct smell of a hospital.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Sanitizer,
yeah.
Like,
I would just, like, smell that, or like hospital food smell, just, like, out of nowhere. I would, like, smell and I would just, like, break down. And a lot of times I would have, like, it would be, like, in the middle of the night and I'd wake up, throw up, and just try to get myself back to sleep. So that was a lot. But when it did happen, it was over spring break that year. So, I mean, at least we had a little bit of time to just, like, recuperate,
But you went straight back to school after?
No, I stayed home. Well, I tried to go back one day, but, it was just, everyone was, like, hugging me, saying stuff, and I just kind of, like, in all my classes, my teachers would, like, hand me a paper, but then they'd be, like, oh, you can do this if you want to.
Yeah.
And that was just awful because,
it's like pity,
yeah,
you know?
Me going to school, I was doing that for, like, a sense of normalcy after all that I'd just been through, not even just, like, my mom dying that week before, but just, like, that entire journey that we had with cancer. But... I mean, I went home halfway through the day because everyone was, like, hugging me. Like, people that would, like, talk badly about me were coming up to me and hugging me.
Right.
People who I never would talk to before were saying stuff. And so, it was nice, like, not to say that I didn't love it. I mean, obviously, I was so happy to have such a great support system because, honestly, if I didn't, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Right.
But...
And how many siblings do you have?
I have three older brothers.
Oh, that's... Was that nice to have, like, siblings?
Yeah, of course,
you, like,
yeah.
Obviously, your family. And I was going to say, like, having, you know... Like, if someone came to me and was like, my mom died or my parent died, I genuinely have no idea how I'd react. I mean, my first would be, like, to say, like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But even that is, like... It's not even, like, I'm so sorry. It's, like, I'm so sorry. Like, can you tell me about them? What were they like? Do you want to talk about it? Like, there's almost, like, these follow-up questions that I feel like don't get asked, and it's just kind of like a hug and like be like, oh my god, I feel so bad for her, I feel so awful about like her, you know what I mean? But it's never like, how are you genuinely doing kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I think my question is just like, how would you wish that people would react to, you know, you saying that, or you like when you first came back, how would you wish they had come to you or not come to you?
I mean, like, I honestly just like a kind like, I'm sorry for your loss would have been fine.
Yeah.
But like the excessive like coming up and hugging me and like just like talking about it, I mean, I don't mind talking about it, like that's my biggest thing in all this, is that any chance that I get, if I ever get an opportunity, I love to be able to spread awareness for grief journeys and cancer and everything and death and everything. But that's because honestly, I don't want to forget any part of my story or my mom's story, and I want everyone to know how great she was and that it's okay for stuff like this to happen. It happens. And that there's good ways to deal with grief and there's bad ways to deal with grief, and I've seen both, and it's just, you gotta know how to separate the two.
Right. Yeah, that's really, it's honestly like really strong, like having to be able to take what happened to you and, you know, make it a positive thing for other people and like for yourself is like so strong, like being able to do that. And I know you probably get that a lot sometimes, and I don't mean to be like choogy or whatever, but I genuinely mean like you're a strong person for
doing
that.
Thank you so much.
Have you, on that note actually, kind of, have you ever found that like you met someone that you can relate to with it? Obviously your family and obviously like your brothers like have been going through the same experience, but have you ever met somebody who may have lost a parent?
There was honestly a few girls on a softball team I was on that year who had lost a parent to cancer. So it was really, honestly, I mean, it's upsetting that we all had to relate to something like that, but I mean, it was good to have other people that understood. And I think that summer I went to like a grief camp, and there are a few people, but I mean, no one really there. They don't like have you talk about it. They just do, like, it's mostly to get your mind off of the fact that you lost a loved one. But, I mean, I did meet a few people. But mostly what it's been for me is, like, myself trying to help others in any way that I can. And just, like, sharing everything that I've been through in grief and just, I guess, trying to normalize it a little bit. Because I think a lot of times, like, people will, like you said, put it to the back, put it on the back burner, not really want to talk about it. They feel awkward to talk about it, which is definitely valid. With us being so young, you never know how someone's going to take it. Yeah, a lot of times people don't know what to say because, like, when it happened to me, I was in eighth grade. So, obviously, we're in middle school. No one knew what to say to me, really. So there was a lot of that.
I can imagine the difference, like when, like compared to if you're like in high school, even like if your mom had died later on, like what the difference would have been for you, you know what I mean? Just the maturity level of some people. And like, and you did mention before when you said like people were coming up to you and hugging you, I would feel so like, I don't know how to explain it. Like I would just feel so overwhelmed with that, and like, not to say how I would feel, I don't mean it like that, but
yeah,
I just mean, like, especially, like, because in general, like, like you don't just go up to someone and touch them, like, that's weird, but, just overall, I just thought of that, like, but anyways, I also wanted to get into, because, you know, we were talking about, how you handle grief, and, you know, obviously spreading awareness for others, but like ways of coping with it. Like you said, there's bad types of grief and good types of grief. Like maybe saying some examples that you could think of, or like some ways that helped you like cope with it. I don't know if cope's the right word, but you know, cope with it.
Yeah. For me, I was in therapy before my mom had passed, but therapy definitely did help. So if anything, just finding someone, literally anybody to talk to, and just not keeping that bottled up. And another thing, I guess, I will say though, although there is like what we say are a bad type of grief and a good type of grief, everyone grieves in their own way. And that's the biggest thing that I think needs to be recognized is that everyone copes in different ways, everyone grieves in different ways. It's different for everybody. People feel different about the situation. Like, especially for me, like within my family, a lot of us felt different ways about it, whether we were like at peace, whether we were upset still, whether we thought there was something more that could have been done, guilty or not. Everyone is on their own journey, and it needs to be recognized and normalized that, I guess, that just is what it is.
Oh, that's really. I can't believe that. Like, how old are you?
14.
You're 14, and to be going through that and being able to be on here in front of, like, I don't really have that many viewers, but I just like be in front of a lot of people and just to be able to say, like, your story. And, like, I'm kind of a stranger to you. Like, being able to share your story is just so impactful because I think, there are plenty of students in this school whose parents or loved one has had died or passed away, and for them to possibly hear this story could be like could mean the world to them. You know what I mean? To be able to see someone strong and like who kind of deals with their like grief in like a powerful way is just like that could be so important to them.
Yeah, for me, it's I. When I'm like say things like this, I've wrote about it a little bit. My target audience is teenagers and younger people, because a lot of what, I mean, for me at first, grief was very, very hard. Just I mean, learning to live without your mom, like that's the person who gave me my name, the person who gave me like my life. So that was definitely really hard. But a few months ago, like just one, I don't really know why, just like a random day, I started to hit a corner and I was just in my room by myself and I was just thinking, like, we're just so lucky to be able to live. And I've said that to some people and a lot of them will be like, oh, like, what if like A, B, and C is happening in your life and it's like something like so horrific? And I'm just kind of like, that's not what I mean. What I mean is, we need to be thankful for the fact of just being alive, plain and simple. Not ev the things in your life so much, just the fact of we all get to be alive at the same time together. We get to like the same things. We get to laugh. We can cry. We can love each other all at the same time. And there's a lot of people who don't get to do that, as we know. And I think it's just such, and the only way that I can describe what I felt, it was just like so overwhelming. Like, it was like a very like happy thing. So I'm like, wow, like I'm reaching a very good part in grief, but then also it's kind of devastating of how unnoticed that goes by so many people.
What you just said, just there, like, I think people get very caught up, especially nowadays, in like politics and religion and, all the those like serious things that are so like they're just at the end of the day, it's so unimportant. It's about living and being so grateful to just be here and to be able to make conscious choices about what you're gonna do next. Like, having that is everything, you know what I mean? And I just, wow, like that's, it blows my mind a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it really does because it's like, there's so, I think people get too zoomed in sometimes on like their lives, especially on social media and stuff. Speaking from someone who's an advocate for social media, but like, people get so zoomed in sometimes that they forget to look at the whole picture and, not being like, not to say people are ungrateful and everything, but just like, in me personally, like, being like, oh, I can't believe I have to go to this class, or like, whatever, like, changing that mindset is really hard.
Yeah,
But it's
that's
important.
Yeah, a lot of the time I'll try to, like, throughout my day, I'll be like you said, like, oh, I really don't want to go to this class. But then just think, like, hey, I get to go here. I get to see my friends, maybe. I get to learn something new. And I can use this information to help me throughout my life, despite I know there's a lot of people who are always like, oh, like, what is high school going to do for me in the long run? But you're not going to realize it till you're there. So let yourself get there. And also, this is, like, also a little bit weird, but another, like, I guess a celebrity that helped me get here is honestly Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was just scrolling on TikTok one day, and he said something that has stuck with me ever since. He said that most humans who could ever exist never will. So the fact that you do exist is by stupefying odds. And
Like,
so I
that's
just,
crazy. Like,
yeah, like,
what? I think about that all the time.
the odds of just, like, who gets born and who doesn't are just wild. And so the fact that we are the people who get to live is crazy. And the other thing is for me now, I don't look at death so much as such a bad thing, because when you think about it, to die, you had to be able to have some sort of life. So if you think about it enough, we're the lucky ones who get to die.
Yeah,
Like,
that's
you
so
could look
true.
at your life like, oh, like, doom and gloom, woe is me. Like, we're all gonna die in the end. Or you could say, we are all gonna die in the end, and that's okay because I had a life and I can choose what I wanna do with that life and what I wanna make of it before I get there.
I don't know if you've ever heard this, like, not you probably have, but like, I don't know if it's an analogy, whatever it is, I don't care. Of like, oh, we're living on a floating rock, like nothing matters, like all that stuff. It's almost like your perspective of it, because I think that, like, yeah, we're living on a floating rock and nothing matters, but it's also like we're living, like, here on Earth, and like whatever you do, if there's a, but obviously you can believe in butterfly effects, whatever, but what you do yourself only impacts you. Nothing matters to anybody else. So what you do here on Earth is a blessing, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's all. Like, your mom had you, like, you're a beautiful child, and like you're a beautiful woman, and like just her being able to have that even for a short amount of time is such a blessing, you know? I'm gonna cry. Okay, I need to, like, stop. Like, I can't do this. I'm just thinking about my mom right now. I'm like, oh, I love my mom. I'm like gonna
Yeah,
cry.
that's, like, the other thing that I do talk about a lot, and this is not at all to make anybody feel guilty about anything that they've ever said to a parent, but like, just if you're thinking, like, oh, my mom's so annoying, or, like, you're arguing with your mom or any parent, any family member, just take a minute to, like, calm yourself down, talk to yourself, be like, hey, is this really that big of a deal to get that mad over? Because honestly, I took so much time for granted with my mom. Me and my mom were very similar, so we used to butt heads a lot. We would bicker
Yeah,
all the time.
totally get that.
So I felt like after she died, I took so much time for granted, and I didn't get to realize that until after the fact. And I didn't get to spend that extra time with her. So honestly, I just feel like if you have the ability to spend time with a parent, with a loved one, do that, because you never know when their time or your time is going to be cut short.
I watched a video the other day that brought me to tears. I actually cried like 3 times that morning because I was just like feeling emotional. But it was like a girl saying, like, oh, I can't wait to go to college, like, I'm like free, I can go to college, and like she was going to college like halfway across country, so very different, but like, because I'm not doing that. But and it was just a picture of her parents at the end of the driveway, and on the top comment, because it was like posted like 2 weeks prior or something, on the top comment she was like, left this whole paragraph saying how her mom had died shortly after she made that video. And I was absolutely like devastated in my heart. I was like, first of all, the video itself of just leaving your parents for college is sad, but the fact that she was like, I wish I had more time, I wish, she was like so guilty that she didn't stay with her parents, you know what I mean? Like, and it just reminded me just of what you just said, and how like you need to take that time with your parents, and what if you're arguing with them right now, is it really worth your time here? You know what I mean? Looking at everything, the big picture, you know? But anyways, yeah, sorry. I go off on tangents sometimes with, like, anecdotes. But thank you so much for being on today.
You're so welcome.
I really loved this, just having, like, and I really hope this, like, helped somebody, like, you know, or at least, you know, gave like people a thought, even if they didn't have a loved one pass away recently, like maybe gave them a thought about how much they should appreciate their parent,
mm-hmm.
you know, now.
Yeah.
And just some insight from you. Give me some insight. I mean, come on. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I'll see you guys next Monday. Bye.